Hello, this is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs to highlight research on the campus here at UT El Paso to celebrate the 100th birthday of the institution. Today's guest is Dr. Norman Love from the Department of Mechanical Engineering. And Norman, welcome.
I'm very glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
What do you do in the way of research over there in your department?
Well, I look at energy, and that includes the conversion of energy, transport and transfer of energy. But basically what we look at is trying to make currently existing energy systems better. And by better, I mean more efficient.
Well, there's so many ways to do this. There's nuclear power, there's hydrogen power, there's biofuels. What do you focus on?
So that's a good question. The specific area of research we're looking into is trying to make clean coal power. That's one of the areas that I have been interested in. A lot of the energy supply in the United States comes from coal. We have a lot of energy resources in coal here, and using it just has gotten a bad reputation, I think, for a long time. So one of the things we look at is converting that solid coal particle into a gas form and then using that gas, which is much cleaner, to generate electricity. And we look at things ranging from that process of making that coal into a gas form and look at also what happens when we burn that product or that gas that comes out of the coal in a combustor. So what happens to the flame since things that currently exist use natural gas?
So let me get this right. The coal is normally, although in the U.S. that's not always the case, underground. I mean, there are open seam coal deposits. But are you thinking of conversion at in situ? That is, where the coal mine is now, you want to do it directly there? Or do you want to transport the coal, great energy costs, I might add, somewhere else and do the conversion?
Right. And that's one of the drawbacks of this, is that we're looking at taking this coal outside, not in situ, and using it in a gasifier. So transporting this already existing coal. And that does come into the energy costs. And that's one of the reasons why coal is not widely used in this type of fashion. So we've considered that, but it is an alternative way. And the U.S. does have a lot of coal resources available to it. So we're trying to find out ways to make it more environmentally friendly.
Why can't you just do the conversion in situ, or at least right there on spot, if not in the mine?
There is ongoing research on that and converting that coal that's currently underground into a gaseous form, but that's not what we look into. The reason that we do that is because the power plants that exist currently utilize the system called the gasified combined cycle. And so we're kind of tied into industrial applications, and that's why we are interested in studying it the way that we are.
What are the byproducts? Okay, you get the gas, which is presumably a hydrocarbon material mixture. What's the residue, and what do you do with it?
Yeah, that's a good question. And a lot of the residue that comes out of this process is primarily sulfur and carbon dioxide after we use it. A lot of different things are done, mainly sequestered, put away somewhere and
stored. A
deep
hole in the ground.
Right.
Norman Love, thank you for being here on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of programs on research on campus to celebrate our 100th birthday. And my name is Keith Pannell. Thank you.